News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The government has released its draft national drug strategy. Anne Quigley is with us. She's coordinator of Citywide Drugs Crisis Campaign. And she is among a number of people representing organisations who say that there are fundamental flaws in that draft strategy. Anna, what are your concerns?
Hi, Antonia. And it's fair to say, like, coming into the development of this new strategy, we actually, in our networks, we had a lot of optimism about it. And about how to use the word game changer, but that this new strategy could be that. Because it was coming on the back of the Citizens Assembly on Drugs. And again, like described by government, the most comprehensive discussion on the drugs issue in the history of the state, and came out with very strong recommendations. So we'd had all of that discussion, engaging everybody from all perspectives, all points of view, and really considered, thought out recommendations. So that, you know, that made us feel, yeah, that the new national drug strategy is really going to reflect that. So when we read the draft CAA, it was a bit of a shock. It's almost like that Citizens Assembly didn't happen. Like, key evidence from the Citizens Assembly seems to have been ignored. The core recommendations are not included.
And the most significant of those that have been missed, Anna?
Yeah, well, in looking at the, and I think this is the key point, that there's a description of the change in context of drug use, and the National Drug Strategy clearly says, and we all agree with this, that people from all walks of life use drugs, we know that, in every part of Ireland, and that people everywhere need access to the services. Nobody is disagreeing with that. But then the strategy, it goes on to ignore the second part of that, what the evidence shows very clearly, is that despite that fact, it affects everybody. The worst impact of drug-related harms are still concentrated in our poorest, most disadvantaged communities. And the evidence about that is overwhelming.
Now, does that mean that the new strategy, does that mean the new strategy as a draft doesn't have tailored approaches to areas of deprivation? Is that what it is?
Yes, yes, yep. That's the impact of it, yeah. For the first time in 30 years, that link between poverty, inequality, drug-related harms isn't there. And for practical examples of that, I mean, first, we look, say, at our community drug projects on the ground, many of them there for 30 years now at this stage. They're there every single day on the ground in our communities, obviously dealing, looking to help people and support them around their addiction issues, relating to drugs. But they know, and unlike anyone who comes in the door, they know that they have to deal with whatever the immediate issues that are facing people. Could be to do with housing, could be to do with family issues, could be to do with deaths. That you can't sit down and say, well, that's not our business, we just want to talk to you about them. All of these things that are going on in people's lives are a core part of their issues with drugs and their addiction.
So, and is there any chance, Anna, is there any chance that when the government is drafting something like this, they have to sort of, they have to cut their cloth to a certain measure, that if they say, look, the drug strategy, there comes a point where it would be unable to handle things like income inequality, domestic abuse, general poverty, all of those additional factors, they're for other agencies rather than a drug strategy?
And nobody is arguing that, Anton, and that's been the core of our drug strategy, like basically up to this one, is that it engages in what the Citizens Assembly has recommended, that the drug strategy is implemented as part of an overall socioeconomic strategy. So it clearly names what is really important is that the drug strategy names these things. You cannot have a national drug strategy that does not recognise the link between poverty, inequality and drug-related harm. You can't. But it's absolutely not saying that all of the burden of dealing with that is going to fall, say, on the Department of Health or people responsible for the National Drug Strategy. You have to set out the partnership arrangement. And this has been done before. This is why we feel so strongly about this. Because in 1996, after the tragedy of Veronica Guerin's death, we had an amazing response from the state where, under the guidance of a particular department, all of the government departments and agencies were mandated to come together. And this is a key point. They were doing it in strong partnership, equal partnership with the representatives of the communities on the ground, the people, the community organisations, the organisations like Fari and Ishka representing families, people who use drugs. Everyone came together to implement a strategy which covered all of these issues. So it's very practical, it's very doable. But if you don't name these issues, if you don't name the context in which drug-related harms are happening, then you're not going to come up with the right solutions.
Anna, thank you very much. Anna Quigley, coordinator of Citywide Drugs Crisis Campaign.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.